While you were in Washington, President Johnson was jealous of the relationship you and Fred had with the Kennedys.
Oh, yes.
Had that war going on. And one journalist said of Fred, he was the only person in Washington who could have breakfast with Lyndon Johnson, lunch with Hubert Humphrey, and dinner with Robert Kennedy.
That's right. It was like that. And Humphrey, Vice President, was our mentor, really. He took us, we went to Korea with he and his wife on an international trip in Germany. He just did special things. Then Oklahoman then came, gave tours of the office buildings, and if he were there, he'd come out and take pictures with him. If he wasn't there, the staff would make over us, and many times he'd call Fred and say, I've got a good-looking woman here. I'm going to go have dinner. You want to join us? So Fred would come, and we'd have dinner. I mean, whatever his assignment was for the evening, we'd go and participate in it. It was just a marvelous life.
I grew up in North Dakota, in the eastern in Minnesota, and they were back and forth, and Hubert Humphrey was bigger than life to us then and still was till he died, as a matter of fact. I'm going to jump ahead here. 1968, President Johnson does not run for re-election, and Hubert Humphrey runs for president. Fred and Fritz Mondale are campaign chairs. Catherine was at Harvard at that time in 68, and she became part of the anti-war demonstration. As we know, Vietnam was so divisive. And right now,
watching them.
Ken Burns' documentaries on Vietnam are going on right now. But the kids would come to your house. They wrote their telephone numbers on their arms. Tell us about that experience.
I was quite moved by it. And Catherine said she was coming to participate in the march. And she said, can I bring some friends? Because they don't have places to stay. And I said, sure. So they made beds throughout the house on the floor, whatever we could make do. And then the next morning, they got up. We fed them breakfast. And they were putting their names and phone numbers on their arms and had their handkerchiefs and put Vaseline on their face. Put that in a little bag so if there were tear gas, they could. Oh, that was the atmosphere.
That moves you right now, doesn't it? Yeah. They went out to be attacked by their own government.
Yes. And of course, Kent State had happened, so they could expect anything.
Yeah. Hubert Humphrey considered Fred for vice president, and then he ultimately chose Ed Muskie. But Fred talked about how Humphrey would go between the two rooms. You were there.
Yes. Me and Catherine was sitting, and Byron was there too, and we were watching the demonstrations outside the hotel where the mayor was just beating the kids up, and it's awful.
In Chicago.
Yes. Then over here with Humphrey going back and forth, and we had people telling us what was happening, so Fred couldn't take it anymore. He said, Humphrey, go ahead and take Muskie, and I would love to introduce him.
It had to be a big letdown, I would think.
It was, for all of us.
Yeah. That had to be tough to take.
It was tough, but he felt like, you know, addressing the National Convention and then also being chairman of the party was what he did instead. And I rode out with Humphrey to the convention center because it was running late. Fred was so concerned pushing him because he was about to speak at the convention center. So anyway, we drove through all of those horrible demonstrations. Just made you sick at heart.
Yeah.
Then I sit with the Humphrey family, and I remember the dress I wore. Fred was so great in introducing Muskie. And then we started a whole different life for us again as chairman of the party.
Fred was chairman of the Democratic Party.
Democratic Party.